Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Georgiani, and I have a show planned for you. I'm going to ask you this question, and I know you're going to want to weigh in on this and call in or text in or email or on the chats on social media, whatever works for you, but you're not going to get started with your weekend yet until you say something about this, okay? So here's the question. We're going to hit the ground running and see how many calls we can get. So light up the phones quickly. I don't like to leave anybody on the line. Although at the end of the month, we do have Unscripted, and that's kind of a catch-all episode, so you can revisit things. If you were left on the line, you can call back and just tell Matt that. And Matt is so kind. He'll make sure you get on air for the Unscripted. But today's question, drum roll, who in your life is most Christ-like? Think about it for a second. And I mean just a second, because you got to hurry up and call in. Who in your life is most Christ-like? Here's the number. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you're part of the family. So please stop what you're doing. Pull over safely to the side of the road. Put the baby down gently and make the phone call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Speak to Matt. He's wonderful to talk to. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. Then he'll put you on hold. You get to listen live, and then you'll slip right into the discussion and share who is most Christ-like in your life. So think about it for a second and then call in. I really want to hear from you. We've got Michael on the controls doing a fine job, and Rich on social media. I'm waving to all of you guys. Hi. Yes, I'm feeling better. Thanks for all the prayers. And you know me, I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's like, it's one of those, do you remember the old days when you had those blow up, they were like 4 feet high, like it looks like a punching bag sort of, and you would punch it and then it would go down and would come back up. It would spring back up. Oh, what did they call those things? Let me ask Michael, our producer. He knows all the answers to this. But I had one. I can't remember what the character was on it, but that's what I feel like. I feel like, you know, sometimes the world just knocks you down, but you got to bounce back up and just keep going. So, you know, and you got to keep a sense of humor. But, you know, those Christ-like people in our lives, they really do help us. They keep us focused, gives us hope. And I just think it's so amazing. I'll share later in the show who I have a lot of people in my life who I feel are very Christ-like. One is very, 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 very close to me. That's my husband, Marty. I think he's amazing. I do think he's very Christ-like. He acts it all the time. He is so giving and kind. And I don't know where he came from, to be really honest with you. I really don't. Sometimes I think he was dropped from heaven because there's something very, I don't know. He's just so nice and he's such a good person. And that's just wonderful. And those people that we have in our lives that are Christ-like, they just really, it makes us want to be better people, right? We want to be the best version of ourselves so we can be Christ-like to others. So who in your life is most Christ-like? I want you to give us the first name. I put Marty in the prayer book. That's my husband. I put him because I feel he is most Christ-like. I think he's wonderful. And listen, he's not even listening to the show today. He's busy working. So I'm really saying this because I mean it, not because he's listening. And I'd like to know who's most Christ-like in your life. So please give us the first name. I've got the prayer book out. Don't get started with your weekend yet. I need your help. We've got a few phone lines that have lit up already. That's great. Some coming in from Texas and Tennessee. That's awesome. Now, how about you? You've got to have Christ-like people in your life. Who are they? Maybe they've passed already. Like I would say the other Christ-like person in my life was my mom, my mother, who passed away, three or four years ago. Gosh, you know, time is flying. It really is. But my mom, Connie, she was so Christ-like. She was amazing. My grandmother, oh my goodness, so Christ-like. Anyway, those are people that have passed. But what about people in your life right now, currently, that you feel demonstrate those Christ-like, you know, traits and virtues and all sorts of things that remind you of the greatness of Christ. And so that's really important because remember, God works through people. And that is so true. So we're Mother Teresa, perfect example. She used to see Christ in others and they saw Christ in her. So beautiful. Great saints would talk about that all the time. So I'd like to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. You can also drop it in the chats on social media. You could also email us, take2@ewtn.com. Marianne and Lydia and the others that sent emails in recently, I've got everybody in the prayer book, and I'm so sorry, Marianne, for your loss of your mother, Rose. I've got you all in the prayer book. See, we read everything and we enter it into the prayer book each and every day. We also have like a prayer wall going on take2show.com. That's our website. So you can catch us there if you wanted to add prayers there. And Michael picks them up and makes sure that they get into the main prayer book. So we do have one open phone line. If you feel the prompting of the Spirit, then jump into action and make that call and share with the world. Oh, there goes the phone line. See, told you. Full phone lines. We've got the first set of callers being screened, ready to go. Why don't you be on the second set? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Who in your life is most Christ-like? That's the question I'm asking today. Jerry will be back on Monday. You have me today. I have you. And I'm in a weird Friday mood. I get very punchy on Fridays. I told you that when we first started Take Two almost 10 years ago. There's something about Fridays. I think it's because I went to Catholic school. We used to get out on Fridays and I couldn't wait to just be out of the Catholic school uniform in my fun play clothes and out with the kids in the neighborhood. So maybe that's what it is. I'm having flashbacks. So if you are in a strange mood on Friday too, join us. We can have a great conversation. We can talk about who's Christ-like in your life. And we can really, just share just some in important things that can help people who are listening today. Okay, so please make your phone call now. Don't wait till the end of the episode because I don't like to leave anybody on the line. And here is the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Who is most Christ-like in your life? If you can't wait on the phone, you can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response, then text us your first name and who is most Christ-like in your life. Just know that message and data rates may apply. There goes the beautiful music, the Take Two theme song. I love that song. You guys really love it too. You actually said you look forward to hearing it every weekday, and we do as well. Okay, when I come back, I'm going to Tina first, and I'd love to hear from you. So call us. Who's most Christ-like in your life? A couple callers drop off. I don't know why. So if you want to call back, that's great. But then now there's an open phone line if you'd like to jump in and share who's most Christ-like in your life. Tina, hold on a little longer. I got to share some things with our Take Two family. But here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. There's an online learning series, A Eucharistic Devotion. Jesus is seeking you, and he wants to relate to you personally. He wants a level of intimacy with you that is only possible through the Most Holy Eucharist. Join Father Wade Menezes for the Eucharistic Devotion EWTN online learning series. This is great, you guys. This free video series guides you through reflections on the Eucharist inspired by the writings of Mother Angelica and the great saints. Enroll in our courses today at learningseries.ewtn.com. Yeah, that's what it says. Learningseries.ewtn.com. I don't know. That didn't make sense, but I guess that's true. Okay, I think there's two dots there. All right, we'll check with Michael. I've never seen that before. Okay, but one other thing I want to share with our listeners. Tomorrow, Saturday, November 15th at 6 p.m., if you're in Arizona in the Diocese of Phoenix, I'm going to be speaking at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Tempe, and it's the Restore Dignity, great event, and it's amazing, all about grief and healing and trauma and healing through trauma. And it's and you can purchase tickets. There's still a couple tickets available. Go to restoredignity.org. I'm speaking at the event tomorrow night, Saturday, November 15th, 6 p.m. And if you want tickets and you're in the East Valley area, I would very much suggest you come. This is an amazing ministry. I have never seen anything like it. It's been going 10 years strong in the Diocese of Phoenix. It's incredible. It's called Restore Dignity, and you can find it at restoredignity.org. Anyway, I'd love to meet you there and see you there. It's at Holy Spirit Catholic Church in Tempe, Arizona. Okay, let's go to Tina. Tina is in San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Tina. Who's most Christ-like in your life?
Hi, this is Gina. Sorry, that's okay.
Oh, you know what? Well, they have Tina up there. Let me change it. Hold on, Gina. There we go. Hi, Gina. Welcome.
Hey. Thanks for the do-over. Immediately, I thought about my oldest daughter, who is a caregiver for her father-in-law. I have to let you know that my daughter is wheelchair-bound from a bad back surgery about 15 years ago. But she does more than most able-bodied people do. And she's such an advocate for him and so loving and so diplomatic when she's having to talk to her husband and the brothers, you know, to try and help them navigate the waters. Her father-in-law, John, is really probably toward the end of his life. And that's a tough thing to have to deal with and have to help people who might be in denial understand certain things that, you know, their father can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. We, you know, it's hard, like, just eat, Dad, or just drink. And my normal brain and your normal brain would think that, but his is not at this point. Mm-hmm. So she really, instead of going, like, crazy, mad, she just gently gives him scenarios and helps him digest that information. I think, you know, just caring for the man and advocating the way she does whenever he's hospitalized is just such a great Christ thing to do, you know. She could say, hey, he's not my father, you know, and he's your father. Y'all deal with him. But she doesn't let anybody else, because nobody else would do it like her, you know.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty amazing. I have the prayer book out. Do you want to give us any first names of the family members? Because whoever you want us to pray for.
Yeah. Well, his name is John. They're putting him on hospice, so he's getting off of dialysis. Well, they're still doing dialysis, but it's really not doing much for him. And her name is Jessica.
This is
your
daughter?
If you can just say,
your daughter's Jessica? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just John and his boys. Yeah.
Okay.
God knows their names.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, Jessica sounds pretty special, Gina. You probably have
she
seen,
is.
Yeah, yeah. That's the makings of a saint.
Yeah, and you know, they're not very church going, but the last couple of weeks they've been taking John to church because he doesn't like missing. And so I said, okay, God, if this is your way of bringing her back to church, thank you. You know, because, and it's not that she's against it, it's just with some of the things that go on in her life where she's not able to go,
but
they just don't have the desire to go at times. I don't know. She's just a good example of how you should care for others. And I know the Lord will be merciful with her, but pray for them to continue to going to church.
Absolutely.
Even after things, you know, may happen, as they probably will. So.
Absolutely. Wow. What a tribute. And you're amazing for sharing. And I put everybody in the prayer book. Just know, be assured of our prayers, because we take prayer seriously. And thank you so much for highlighting Jessica. I mean, that's really important what you did. And that's beautiful. Thank you, Gina.
No, you're welcome. And God bless y'all.
Thank you so much. Call us again anytime. Okay, I'm going to get to Victoria in Pennsylvania in just a moment. I just wanted to share that, yes, it does work. I tried it. You learn something new every day on the show. So that learning series, you go to, it's free. You can enroll in classes today and you go to learningseries.ewtn.com. I didn't know you could do two dots in a thing, but I guess you can, and it works. It took me right to the site and you could sign up. So that's so cool. So learningseries.ewtn.com. Learn something new every day. Okay, we have an open phone line. Gina just freed it. If you would like to highlight a very special person that you have encountered or is in your life that is very demonstrates the Christ-like, you know, personality, the traits, the virtues, the behavior, you know, it's so beautiful when you see it. It is so inspiring. It's motivating to be better, right? And when Christ goes out there through people, it's just, you can feel it. It's a little slice of heaven because you see how the body of Christ is working in action. It's really quite pure, quite beautiful, and the graces and blessings definitely do flow. So here's the number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Share that special person with the world today. Victoria is up next in Pennsylvania on our friends at Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I would like to say that my late Aunt Betty is most Christ-like in my life. She took care of me as a child. She never spoke bad about anyone, no matter what they'd done. She always sent me to Mass and made sure I had money to put into the collections. She only had one lung because she had tuberculosis when she was younger.
Ooh.
And after she raised me, pretty much, she had five more children when they told her she wasn't able to or shouldn't.
Right, right.
So, and to me, she was the most Christ-like person in my life.
Mm.
And I learned a lot from her.
Wow. Okay. So, and how old was she when she passed?
67.
Oh, so that was young. She was young.
Yeah.
Oh, she went through so much and she took care of you. And I love how you said that she never spoke bad about anybody. I love that. This is your Aunt Betty. So was this on your mother's side or your dad's side?
My dad's side.
Your dad's side. Oh.
Yeah.
You were blessed. You had a beautiful role model there.
I sure did. Yeah, my father passed when I was 9. And my mother had a lot of emotional and problems. And my aunt took care of me. And my uncle, her husband. But mostly my aunt.
Oh, so they stepped
in. Betty, yeah.
Well, you were loved and cared for, and now you're remembering it all these years later. I mean, how beautiful is that? Victoria, I love your name. I don't know if you've ever, I don't know how often you listen to the show. I love the word victory. And so I love that. It's so powerful. So you carry just a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
My parents, it's the only name they could agree upon.
Well, it's a great name, so that's awesome. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you for sharing about your Aunt Betty. We appreciate it. I put her in the book, and I put you in as well. Thank you. We're going to go to Bob now, driving through Illinois on WSFI. Hi, Bob. I hope you're safe and you're driving carefully. Hi, Bob.
Yes, hi. Hi, how you doing there? Long ride. All right.
Well, we're glad we're keeping you company, Bob.
I'm really enjoying the show, and I catch these things. I go New York to Omaha a lot. My brother's out there.
Mm.
So I called about my step-grandfather, and I didn't even realize that he died a number of years ago in the 60s, and I never realized what was going on, but I learned later on in life about him.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the most Christ-like person that I've encountered, although there are several, thank God, that are close seconds. But growing up, he seemed to have a lot of money. He was an attorney, a district attorney, and then he became a criminal lawyer. And growing up as a kid, there were always people coming to the house, I was making cakes, and I made a second cake. It's Thanksgiving. I decided to make a turkey and bring it over. I'm here. It's Saturday. I'm here to wash your car. It's Friday. I'm here to cut your grass. And all these kind gestures from people, and it never made sense to me. what was going on. I learned later that, and as an attorney, he would hear people talking in the courthouse about how they couldn't afford an attorney to get people out of whatever mess they were in. And he would just kind of hand them a card and say, give me a call. And he would take the case for free. Hmm. And these were people that just wanted to do things for him. And it showed up even his son. I never heard a foul word from my mother, and this would be his stepdaughter. I never heard a foul word from his son. Always generous people. My mother's one of the lines from her was, "If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all." Mm-hmm. So I learned later on in life what that was all about. And although he wasn't Catholic, they were Presbyterian. I happen to be Catholic, but at any rate, he died on All Saints Day, and I can't help but take that also as a pointer.
Yeah,
about his life.
So can you share his first name, Bob? I want to put him in the book.
Sure, I'll give you. I know you don't want last names, I'm sure, on the radio. His first name was William.
William. Okay, that was my dad's name. Wow. Okay, beautiful. Strong name. Well, what you were very blessed to have him, you know, in your family and in your life. I mean, I think it's just amazing. And then to, you know, the beauty of what he did, where he helped others without all the fanfare, without all the, you know, hoopla and everything of people knowing, hey, I helped people in need, you know, but he did that. He went and helped people quietly. And that is really a Christ-like tendency. That is really where we'll find, you know, God at the heart of things. And I love that. When you hear that about people, you know, I've been to many funerals because I worked at the church and our pastor used to have had us go, all the staff go to the funerals all the time. And we would hear how people would talk about those that had died and they would say things like that. And you're like, wow, that is so cool that they spent their life in these very quiet ways of helping others. And it sounds like William did that, Bob, in such a beautiful way and left an impact on you and your family. That was awesome. What a tribute. You did good, Bob.
Very generous. Besides, he could have died a multimillionaire, and he died middle class because of these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we pray that he's got his rewards and his blessings in heaven. So that's what we pray for. Bob, you're awesome. Safe driving. You have your guardian angel beside you. And so just know that Take Two family's traveling with you. So thank you, Bob, very much. I want to say hello to Claudia. Claudia is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on Alexa. Now, Claudia, we're going to hit the pause button in just about a minute. But I wanted to say hello to you because you've been waiting for a little while. So I want to say hello. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Hi. So do you want to get started, but then stay with me through the break, okay?
I will stay with you through the break. I kudos out there to, well, I think God loves my daughter. My daughter is, she walks the walk. She doesn't talk the talk. She's been given many gifts in life. And she uses them daily. She is taking care of an addict in her home.
Oh, wow.
She takes care of me. I'm 82. Mm. She had an incident where our children told her Mrs. So-and-so is going to be dead with breast cancer by Christmas. And we won't have Christmas this year. Well, Mary got into that house somehow and bought the whole Christmas, never told anyone who did it, and they don't know to this day. She volunteers for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, wait a minute, Claudia. Hold it right there. We got to hear more about, I believe you said your daughter's name is Mary. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. You hear the music. Stay with us. We're going to put you on hold. You'll get to listen when we come back. More of this beautiful tribute to Claudia's daughter when we come back on Take Two. Wow. Wow, this is turning out to be an amazing episode of Take Two on this Friday edition. I love it, love it, love it. And we're talking with Claudia in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and she is really just sharing the love and respect she has for her daughter. I believe, Claudia, you said your daughter's name is Mary, correct?
Yes, she was born on the feast of Mary, September 8th.
Oh, she's September 8th. Wow. Okay, so...
December 8th, yeah. Feast of the Immaculate Conception. That's Mary.
Oh, okay. Okay, you said December 8th. You said December 8th. I thought you were referring to Mary's birthday. Okay, no, so you saying December 8th. Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That was her. And this is just her behavior. I was humiliated myself with her one time shopping just a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And there was a beggar, or you might say an unemployed person, sitting behind a pillar at a Walgreens, just sitting there. And she asked him what he needed.
Aww.
Did he need a meal? And I didn't have any money with me. I was with my daughter. And he said, I would like something to drink. So she says, well, what would you like? Aww. And he told her. She went in the store, and I waited until she came back and had something for him. She is a total example of what I would like to be. And she's so humble besides. No, you don't know it unless you're there.
Sure.
She doesn't talk about herself. And her husband, no one says much about that, but I'll tell you, for a man to allow his wife to do the things she does on a large scale, he's a pretty lucky man. And a very holy man himself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of men would. You went to church all the time. You went this all the time. And no, this is Mary.
Wow.
She takes her students, her daughters, to the other countries where they go on these mission trips. So she does a very good job of teaching them what's really important in life.
Right.
That's her whole life. I'm with her when I'm with her. I'm just, I wish I had what she had. She has her gifts, and she uses them, and she's so
Aww. Well, Claudia, is Mary Catholic? Is she Catholic?
Oh, yes, Mary is Catholic.
Okay. So, you know, the beauty of this, Claudia, what I think is so wonderful, what you're paying tribute to your wonderful daughter who takes care of you is, Claudia, you know, you have to give a little bit of kudos to you, too. Okay, you're the mom. Okay, so you did something right. And God is blessing you. And I'm going to get emotional when I say this, because there are a lot of people, Claudia, your age, that they don't have children that are willing to step up and be like Mary is. And I think it's so wonderful. So you are blessed and you did something right. And she's doing everything right. And that is a wonderful thing. And I pray for you and the rest of the family, Mary and her husband and the rest of everyone she encounters, that God showers abundant blessings and good health on all of you, Claudia, because what you just shared today, I think the world needed to hear, because there are a lot of adult children that are walking away from their elderly parents, and that's a really, really unfortunate and sad and tragic thing. But what you have, Claudia, is just a little slice of heaven here in these wonderful years that you have on this earth. You get to see your daughter, and you can be so proud in how she's conducting herself in this world as a Catholic Christian. Claudia, way to go. Your family's blessed.
Well, I thank you very much. And, I think about it all the time. I can't help it. God is in this home. You know,
yes.
Like you said, God works through his people. Mm-hmm. And, oh, boy, I just think there's a lot of goodness. Only people would see it.
Yeah. Amen. Claudia, tell Mary we love her and we love you too. Claudia, stay strong. You're just a beautiful person and you're a great soul and perfect for this episode today of Take Two. Claudia, thank you so very, very much. Okay, we're going to go to Sandra. Sandra's in Bloomfield, New Mexico on Sirius XM 130. And you're waiting so patiently, Sandra. You go right ahead.
Thank you. The most Christ-like to me in my life is my mom. She's 83 years old. She's the most non-judgmental person. I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay. I love that. That's beautiful. Wait, you got to give us her first name because we want to get emotional
too. Her name is Mary Ruth.
Mary Ruth.
And she goes by Ruth. Mm-hmm. She's raised 12 kids.
Wow. Wow.
And never talk bad about anybody. If you go, can you imagine 12 kids always going, so-and-so did this or that. Mm-hmm. She never takes sides. We always have an inside joke with all of us. This is your favorite. I'm your favorite. She says, you're my favorite number five. You're my favorite number seven. You know, so like I said, she's a very prayerful woman. She's our angel here on earth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times she doesn't realize her worth to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can play this episode for her because Mary Ruth is pretty special because her daughter's calling up and sharing with the world how amazing her mother is, raising 12 kids and being the beautiful soul that she is. Wow. You're blessed, just like Claudia. You're blessed.
Oh,
Sandra.
Yeah, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a day that goes by that I don't tell her that.
Oh,
you know,
well,
we lost our dad 2 years ago. And even in her own sadness, she's still so strong for us all.
Aw. What was your dad's name? I want to put him in the book, Sandra.
Alex.
Alex, okay. Uh-huh. 12 kids. What number are you?
I'm number five.
You're number five. Okay, wow.
Yes.
How many boys? How many
they
boys?
Said cheaper by the dozen. Mm-hmm. Six boys, six girls.
Are you kidding me? Six and six? Wow.
Yep.
Okay, that is amazing. And any priests or religious in your family?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, all of us are still real close, get together several times a year. So, you know, my dad's motto is the family that prays together stays together. So that is a proven fact in ours.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So, yeah, we're like I said, my mom's our angel on earth.
Absolutely. Well, you tell your mom we said hello and we love her and we got her in the book and her whole family too, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. You did a beautiful job today. Thank you so much for gracing this episode. Thank you, Sandra. Okay, so we had Sandy on the line from San Angelo, Texas, dropped off. Sandy, you can call back. You were going to be next. I'm going to get to Beth in the meantime in Sioux City, Iowa. Beth, hold on. We also had Angela and a couple others drop off. You have time to get in on this episode. So if you call back quickly, Matt will recognize your voice and you'll go really fast and then we'll get you on air and you can share who is most Christ-like in your life. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call in if you want to share with the world who is most Christ-like in your life. And this person could have passed. You want to talk about them? We've got the prayer book out. We will just honor God, thank God, honor these fine folks, and just share with the world what it really means to be Christ to others. Okay, so if you feel like you want to share something, please, we're so friendly, and it's very a welcoming environment. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, Beth is waiting so patiently in Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Beth. Welcome.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. You go right ahead.
I'm calling about my brother, Tim, who is one of my younger brothers, and he is the most Christ-like now. My mother passed away 5 months ago. Otherwise, she definitely would have been our, she's our saint for sure. But my brother Tim was my student when I was a seventh grade teacher, and now I've become his student. He has brought back to the Catholic Church his three children, and then a son-in-law who wasn't even Catholic or anything. He has now joined the church. And since all of this, his wife, who was also not Catholic, has within the last year come to the Catholic Church. Wow. It's all been through his prayer. The man is the most prayerful, Christ-like person that I know right now.
Wow. Okay. So now real quickly, because you clipped out a little bit. Did you say Tim or Jim? T or J?
Tim.
Tim with the T. Okay. So Tim is a prayer warrior. Tim is very strong in his faith, obviously, and he's an inspiration to others because they're looking to come into Holy Mother Church. Did he ever think when he was younger about being a priest or anything? He seems like he's got a very ministry mindset.
No, interestingly, he did not. But I was listening to your last person that was on, and she was from 12 children. Well, I was from 11. Mm. And my father passed away when he was 2. And the baby was 2 weeks old. And this was 59 years ago. And so my mother raised all 11 of us for 59 years. Like I said, she just passed away, and she was the most prayerful person anyone could ever know.
Wow. But so Tim, she was the hero. She was the role model. Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me, I'm so sorry for your loss of your mom. Tell me your mom's first name. I could put her in the book.
Shirley.
Okay. Wow. So she was really... And she raised 11 by herself. Did she have any extended family members that helped her?
No, her mother and father had passed away within 4 years before that. And my father's family was all out on the East Coast. And she was pretty much here by herself.
Okay, that's amazing. She definitely had some heavenly help then, because 11, that is incredible. Wow. How old was your mom when she passed, Beth?
You're not going to believe this, but she was 98.
She's 98. Okay. All right. So I have to tell you why I'm giggling. I read one time that when you really do it well, meaning raising a family, being open to life, and you do it well, and it's pleasing to God, that you are blessed with a long life. I read that one time. It was one of the saints said it, and that's why I wanted to see how old she was. 98. Wow. Okay, that is really.
And since her passing, one of her grandchildren is now into RCIA or OCIA, whatever. However. He will be joining the church at Easter.
Oh, at Easter. In the spring. Wow, that is exciting.
Interestingly, my brother Tim is his sponsor.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Okay, well, I've got your whole family in the book, and this is incredible, and what a testament. Wow. Your mom, incredible, and your brother Tim. Well, more power to you guys. You're doing something really well and very pleasing to God. That's awesome. And you know, this is why we do shows like this, so it inspires others to start getting their families in order, hitting the reset button, doing things well, and that's how we're going to experience Christ to one another. That's how we're going to impact others and their faith walk in their spiritual life, just like you said Tim is doing with others in the family. It's so true. We've got to start doing it in the family. And thank you, Beth, so very much for contributing today. This was just a beautiful call. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to get to Brent. Thank you. Yes. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. Okay. I'm going to get to Brenda in Kansas City, Missouri, on our friends at Catholic Radio Network. Now we're going to talk with Brenda for a few minutes, but that's going to give you plenty of time to call in. If you still have plenty of time, I can get probably two or three more callers in. So if you want to pay tribute to somebody who's really Christ-like, you've seen them be Christ-like in your life and maybe out in the world in a very quiet, humble way, now is the time to highlight them. And so we can pray for them, so God showers abundant blessings on them so they can continue their journey then and inspiring others here on earth. So please call in 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, Brenda, you take it away.
Hello. I have a sister. Her name is Eddie Marie, and I'm glad I tuned into your station today. I really learn a lot from the wisdom that comes across the air, and I appreciate God making that platform available. But my sister Marie, I am from a family of 10. She's one of my younger sisters. Our dad died at a very young age. And what I love most about her is she's been very exemplary in her personal life, and particularly even more so now in her work environment, encouraging people and encouraging herself. And when you talked about what type of how God likes a meek and humble and quiet spirit, to me, that is what she is so exemplary of, and always bringing us back in alignment with God and reminding us of God's goodness, his mercy, his grace, and most of all, his love. And the thing I like about her so much is that the second commandment after loving God is love others, or love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. And she's very profound in her day-to-day life in doing that. And I appreciate her so much. She's been through a lot, but even people who go through and they lift up others, myself and others who are going through, that never leaves me in my mind as I go through day-to-day, reminding me that I also should show that grace and love toward others and being concerned and pray for them.
Wow. Wow. You really love your sister. That's amazing. Okay, so now you called her Marie. You said, but earlier you said she has a, what's her full name so I could put it in the book, her full first name?
Eddie Marie. She's named after my mom. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Eddie Marie. Beautiful. And so your family is 10 kids, 10 children?
Yes, and my dad died at like 38. Our mom was probably 32, and I just know the goodness of God, and I thank him to have siblings that are in Christ and Christ in them. It means so much to have somebody grounded when you're going through, and now we're just going through so many difficult times. To be light and salt in this world is so important, not just to family, but even to community and people abroad.
Oh, so true. So true. Brenda, where do you rank in the family of 10?
I'm second of 10.
You're second. And then your sister, where does she rank?
Marie is number 8.
Number 8. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Incredible. I love how you talk about your baby sister. I think that is just so beautiful. And that's Christ-like. That is Christ-like, right? What you just did. So I love that, because a lot of families, they sometimes don't do that. They don't appreciate because they grew up with each other and they just can predict each other. They know each other so well, and they've also seen each other's faults. But the way you just raised your sister up, I think is just so wonderful. And she sounds like an incredible, strong, holy woman. So again, I'll say it again. You're blessed, Brenda. You have a beautiful family.
Thank you. Thank you. And you guys be blessed as well. And for this program that gives people the platform, I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we can thank EWTN because they allow us this hour every weekday at this time. And it is important for the lay faithful to come together and share our stories, our lived experiences, so we can learn and grow, because people need to talk to one another. So thank you, Brenda, so very much for recognizing that. We're going to go to Jim in just a moment, and I can take another caller. I will have time. I'm going pretty fast. So if you want to call in and pay tribute to somebody who's Christ-like in your life, quickly go to the phone. Oh, you don't have to go to the phone. It's in your hand. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Call quickly. Jim, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I just have to share this. The Doctor Is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi is coming up next on most of these EWTN stations. And today is Look Back Friday. I love Look Back Friday, where Dr. Ray revisits calls from previous shows and adds additional comments. And he does a great job. I love Look Back Friday. So catch it. It's right after this show. Jim near Toledo, Ohio on Annunciation Radio. You're up next. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Hi, you go right ahead. Who's Christ-like in your life?
A friend of mine by the name of Kathy. And she started out Catholic, fell away from the church, married a pagan, unbaptized her husband. They came back to the church, ended up getting their marriage consecrated in the church. And she had 5 kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls is a nun, and the other girl is discerning to join the same convent.
Wow. Wow. This is your friend Kathy's daughters?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she is pretty special, Jim. That's awesome.
And I missed out yesterday. I wanted to talk about two nuns. Mm-hmm. One I went to high school with, who has over 50 years with the Sisters of St. Agnes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't talk about nuns unless you mention Nancy Murray, a Dominican out of Adrian, who does a presentation of Catherine of Siena.
Oh, nice.
You may have heard of her brother, Bill.
Hmm. Why does that sound so familiar?
Bill Murray.
Are you talking about Bill Murray? Okay, yes, I've read. Oh, okay, I know all about her story. So she, you're absolutely right. I just read about her just again recently, because what's happening right now? Because I saw it all over social media.
Siena is closing the colleges.
Oh, okay, okay. So that's what was over.
And I had a wife. Daughter and a granddaughter that attended there, so it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know. That's we should do a show on that. Maybe we'll do that in January. But you know, getting back to what you shared about the beauty of the religious life and the religious sisters, and also your friend Kathy having these wonderful daughters discerning a vocation. That's powerful, Jim. And, you know, just the way you even just spoke about your friend, I think that's just so extraordinary. And I wish friends would talk more like that, where we're lifting each other up. You know, you see sometimes friends are very quick to criticize each other, right? But not you, Jim. You were recognizing the beauty of this, and you were also loving the fact that they're discerning a vocation. And you were highlighting from yesterday's show about really remembering the religious sisters that have made an impact in your life, in your spiritual life. Jim, I think you're awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Call us again, Jim. Anytime. I love Toledo, Ohio. Annunciation Radio is doing such a great job. Ray in Columbus, Ohio. You're up next on St. Gabriel Radio. Ray, I'm glad I got to squeeze you in. You're going to talk about Sally. Who's Sally?
Sally Lindsay. She's a beautiful woman who she just loved everyone. She was very Christ-like. She loved me. She loved her sons and her husband of 50 plus years of marriage. And she started a school. She taught so many people just love and a way of life. She spread her joy to everybody. I want to make sure her name is in the book of life.
Absolutely. I've got her in the book. And was she a relative or a friend, or how did you know her?
She was like family.
She was like family. I love that. That's beautiful. Did she pass, or she's still with us, Ray?
She passed last month.
Oh.
Last October. Just had her celebration of life recently, past week.
Mm-hmm.
So special prayers for her husband and her sons and everybody else who loved her. Loving to everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got her in the book. We've got her in the book, her family in the book. We've got you in the book, Ray, for acknowledging what a beautiful soul she is and the impact she had on your life. The way to go, Ray. I'm glad I got to squeeze you in. Thank you so much. Real fast, and I mean Lori in Daytona, Florida on the EWTN app. Lori, you have about 1 minute, but I definitely wanted to get you in. So you go right ahead. I've only got a minute.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to highlight the special ladies from the Spanish choir at the Basilica St. Paul in Daytona Beach, Florida, who have been so, especially the Saturday evening choir, they have been so special to me and such wonderful examples of godly women, especially my friend Agnes, Lydia, but all of the ladies who took me in not knowing Spanish. They taught me the pronunciations. One lady even wrote a PowerPoint presentation on how to pronounce correctly the words, and because they wanted me to be able to sing with them. And their example of godliness has just touched my heart so much that I just aspire to be more like them.
Oh, that was beautiful. I'm so glad we got to squeeze you in. That was wonderful. And I'm I'm glad the whole world heard you say that. That is wonderful. And I got you in the book too, Lori. So thank you so much. Wow. What an incredible show today. Let's revisit this again, you guys. On Monday, I want to share that this is another cool topic we've got. If you could ask Jesus one question, what would it be? I already have like five questions I want to ask him. But if you can ask him one question, what would it be? Thanks to the show team, Matt and Michael and Rich doing a great job. You can always email us on social media in the chats or email us take2@ewtn.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Find me on my personal page, Debbie Giorgiani. Sue, I'm sorry we were not going to get to you. You wanted to highlight your brother, Freddie, who brought you people back to the faith. Beautiful. I got Freddie in the prayer book. Guys, this was amazing. You can visit us on Unscripted if you want to talk about more people that are Christ-like to you. Okay, so now you can get started with your weekend. Okay, don't forget to tune into the Spirit World tomorrow, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We're talking all about dreams. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.